Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Once again, it is Saturday, July 10th, and I'm going to talk about something that is very interesting, most definitely, and it's about new age dating and the question, and there are a lot of subtopics relating to new age dating, but I'm going to talk about this specifically, and it's about, and welcome back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. I'm happy that you all are tuning in, continue to listen in through all the podcast platforms that we're on. I appreciate it. Now, it's about new age dating, and I'm going to talk about the question is, why don't men pursue women anymore? Are they worth pursuing? La pregunta es, ¿por qué los hombres ya no presionan a mujeres? ¿Valen la pena perseguirlos? Now, are they worth it? And there are many reasons, me, myself, coming into my own thoughts, before going out on the street and seeing what the word is on the street, different opinions, what men are thinking, what women think the reason is. In my own mind, I was like, well, with the new age dating, and men could be kind of scared to pursue women. And you know, we had a new age versus the old age dating, old school versus new school dating, new age dating versus old school dating, like that. Now, so it would be about, because back in the day, it would be about the man initiating with the woman. The man would initiate, he would be pursuing her, and they would get together, decide whatever. It would be like courting, dating. He would be showing his interest. They would not be shy about doing that, like that. Now, if we fast forward it with new age, and I'm gonna say the women did it. I've just felt the urge and the need to get that out of the way. And then you fast forward it now, where I would think that men would be afraid of approaching women, because you have to look at, as a woman, you can't pick and choose who approaches you. You have to be open to being approached. So with being open to being approached, that means you're going to be approached by people that you don't want, men that you're not interested in. But that's how it is being approached like that. It's like going out on the freeway and driving. You can't say, well, I only want to drive on the freeway when there are no cars and I'm the only one out there. Okay, that would be an ideal situation. But usually if you're going to go out there, you have to like take the risk and understand that you're going to encounter traffic. It could sometimes be traffic that you don't want to. It could be a traffic jam. It could be crazy traffic, or it could be accidents. It's like that. It's the same thing with dating, even though that was most definitely not a good example. So if you're open to meeting someone and you want to meet someone, you have to understand that when you're open it, and you can't force and say, I know what I'm looking for, and so I just want to, when you're open, and you just pick and choose as it relates to what comes towards you, and understand that if you're wanting one person, expect 10 to come towards you, and you choose the one out of the 10, like that. That's a healthy mind thinks that way. Now, and, you know, because even if you have your I want this list, or I'm attracted to this list in a man, if you're open, you're going to get more of what you're not attracted to, because you're only seeking one man, and there are a lot of men. Now, if you close yourself off and say, well, because I'm going to be approached by men that I don't want, okay, you're not going to meet the correct one either, like that. When you're open, you're open, you know? So, and because even when you're closed, you can have people men that are going to come up to you and approach you. But when we fast forward it, And out of the era when men were confidently approaching women, and along with that, normally and naturally, you would have those men that you're not interested in that approach you, and then you'll have that man that you're interested in that approaches. You can't control that and say, well, I want only men I'm interested in, then I'm happy they're approaching me. Anybody else, I'm going to scream rape. It could be men may have like maybe given up, because when we fast forwarded from that time and era, you know, when women were respected and when they were courted and they didn't have to chase men, it was even a label for women that would chase and pursue men. You were labeled as a whore if you were chasing and pursuing men. A lot of women did not like that. They felt that why should we be labeled as a whore? Why can't we go out and pursue the men ourselves? Why can't we chase men? Why can't we initiate men, just initiate contact and initiate relationships with men just like men were able to do with us? Why is there non-equality and lack of balance in that? Why can't we do the same thing men were doing? And then you can, and you're able to, and then we find that majority of the time, women are pursuing men, and the men are running or allowing themselves to be pursued, and she's wooing him, and she's having to put him on a pedestal, and she's having to prove herself to him, and she's having to use a lot of her energy and effort to do that. And it may or may not work, but she would spend time not knowing if he's interested, but pursuing him. Now, so women created that new age dating. Now, and the good thing about it is the men get to be placed on the pedestal. The men get to sit back and be wanted. The men get to sit back and be silent as you give them the energy and effort. The men get to sit back and not give you any inclination that they're interested. The men don't have to do nothing. They get to feel like kings, but the women that decided that this should be the way were like, we want to bring the man down a notch and let him know that we could pursue and be just like him. They don't tell us what to do. We don't have to wait for them. We can go out and pursue them. And then they're like, oh shit, when they see that, what that really means. It means you actually place them on a pedestal. Ding dong. When the bell goes off and comes on like that. So it's like, so the women did it now. And then women with that thing about, well, we don't want men approaching us. We don't want them looking at us when we're outside. We don't want them approaching us. If they approach us, it's sexual harassment. If they approach us, it's next near or damn near rape, unless they're the type of man that we want to be approached by. And then we want him coming on in. Okay, now, so that was my thought as, like, the women did it. That's why men are not pursuing women, or women are having to chase and pursue men. They're having to chase and pursue them. And then they twisted it in their brain and said, well, that's a soulmate relationship, because soulmate relationships, you're supposed to chase him and pursue him. That means you're going after your divine masculine, and he's supposed to be running. No, it's new age dating. Where it came back and slapped women in the face like that, like a lot of things are doing. Now, so, and, you know, and men are sitting back, not putting in any effort, not putting in any energy, because that's what women ask for as a means to say that they are equal to men and they can pursue and chase and initiate just like men do. And that's what 99% of the relationship would become. Men sitting back and allow themselves to be pursued and chased. Being silent, she's wondering, is he going to answer the text? Is he going to answer the call? Is he going to initiate a text? Is he going to initiate a call? Is he going to ask you out on a date? Is he going to initiate a date? She doesn't know any of that. All she knows is that she has to pursue in order for that to happen. When old age dating, that was the man's job. And they're like, the new age women are like, we don't like the old age dating. We like the new age dating where we're pursuing them and we're doing that exactly what they can do, and we're showing them that we're equal to them. Like that. As opposed to doing what the men are doing now with new age dating, as opposed to the women, what they were doing before, waiting and allowing themselves to be pursued. And then picking and choosing in that way as it relates to the men that are coming towards them, that are showing energy, putting energy and effort into them. Now the women are putting the energy and effort into the men. And the new age women will be like, that's what we're supposed to be doing, because we're equal to that. Okay. And the men are sprinting at 99 miles an hour away from you. Now, So Stephen states, where are all the good men? Well, you're going to hate this, but the answer to why don't guys pursue women anymore is why should they? He stated. The sex ratio for the entire world population is 101 males to 100 females, a pretty even split. There is also a few things working against women in today's dating game. Statistics. Americans have become less likely over the past 50 years to marry and date across educational lines. For American women, the more educated you are, the smaller your dating pool becomes. In the past, for every 4 college-educated women, there were 3 college-educated men. The Department of Education projects that by the class of 2023, there will be 47% more women than men graduating from college. That's 3 women for every 2 men. Okay. It's not your imagination, single women. There literally aren't enough men out there. There are a lot of men, but he's meaning maybe quality men or the type of man that you would want. He also states, number 2, the declining opportunity. Given the fact that marriage is almost always the man's decision, men who seem like marriage material are rarely single after 30. They have tied the knot and have a kid or two. And he stated, also there's a statistic of more women marrying down. So due to what women created, they're going to have to set their sights lower. They didn't have foresight. I guess they didn't see that coming. Now, number 3, he states, boys will be boys. Men like to have fun. Women do as well, but men don't have a biological clock. A lot of women do. It's not fair, but life isn't fair. And the New Age women are the ones that made the decision and thought that they were freeing and liberating men. They did, and they chained and imprisoned themselves in exchange for that. Number 4, the shrinking world and the Western women. Granted, most people don't see this a lot, but due to my military background, I have friends that are retired, and most, not all, of the single ones opt for foreign brides because they still maintain traditional roles in the home. And I state a lot on the podcast that I like foreign men. And one of the reasons I like foreign men is they have a traditional mindset also. Not the traditional feminist bullshit of the woman. That means the woman is going to be in the kitchen. You all know that have followed me on the podcast. I'm not a kitchen woman like that, unless I choose to be. That's not the way I am in relationships. So not that, but that's why I like foreign men. Like that, opposed to the feminized ones here in the United States, where women have feminized them. He also states, in today's world, it's easier to go to another country and find a woman that fits you versus changing yourself to fit a modern type woman in your neighborhood. Women in general don't have this option, as most of the men of the world are a lot more traditional than Western men, and that is putting it politely. And he is 100%, that's why I like men from other countries. I like foreign men. I was married to one for 22 years. I dated one before that. They had not been, and I always elaborate that they had, why, the reason I like them is they had not been raised in the United States. They were not born here. They did not go to school here. They were men when they came. And I stated in a podcast yesterday that after 22 years of living in the house with a foreign man, he did not change his mindset. He was still as foreign the day that I met him, the day that I left him. Like that. And I did not leave him because of his traditional values. I left him because there was kind of a lack. It could have been more traditional than what it was. But it most definitely was more traditional than the average American man and more traditional than the New Age woman would like. And it was not about staying in the house and being in the kitchen and cooking his food and all that type of stuff. He was not that type of, that's feminist fantasy tradition. Number 5. The screw it phenomena. Finally, a lot of guys just don't want to bother. I was raised to hold a chair, rise when a woman comes to the table, open doors for women, walk on the outside, etc. When I see headlines like this, I just say screw it. And I'm from a small town in Georgia, a very small town. And I talked about how we were raised and how the men's behavior was. Also, New Age women hate that behavior. Men holding doors. Why is he holding my door? Does he think I'm incapable? Do he think I don't have hands? Do he think I'm stupid or weak and I'm not equal to him? I can't hold my door myself. It has nothing to do with that. What does that have to do with it? Why is he helping me? What? Why is he asking me, do I need help changing a tie? Do he think just because I'm a woman, I can't change a tie? Does he think I'm stupid? Do he think he's better than me? Do he think I'm not equal? What does that have to do with it? Why is he helping me with these bags while I'm toting the baby? Do he think I'm stupid? Do he think I can't tote the bags and the baby? Do he think just because he's a man, he could do it better than me? Do he think because I'm a woman, I'm less than him, and I can't tote the bags and the baby? What does that have to do with it? He also states with the screw-up phenomenon, men who open doors for women are sexist, not chivalrous, feminist claim. Those are masculine women. You're going to find the most feminine women outside of the United States. And then there are a few of us American women that are still feminine, and we want outside the United States men. I'm sure some feminist somewhere like thinks that it will make men change. It doesn't. It just makes men not want to bother with Western women anymore. And the men that are still masculine should bring those women from other countries that are feminists and put them on the pedestal that American women used to have. And that changes the United States in general. And the women that are feminist should bring men from other countries here to the United States and put them on the pedestal that the American men used to have. Like that. He also stated, this isn't a rant against feminism or women's liberation or whatever they're calling it now, but we are raising young men to think of women as the same as us, not special beings that should be loved and cherished. When you do that, there is no incentive to be a pursuer. And a feminist would get mad that being loved and cherished, but she's like, why should I be loved and cherished? Do you think because I'm a woman I should be loved and cherished? Do you think that means you're because you're a man, you're supposed to be loving and cherished me, and you think you're better than me because you want to love and cherish me? That's how they think, the New Age women. Something is wrong with them. Something is wrong with them. And something is wrong with the United States in general when a small portion of the population can change the entire population. I would probably catch some flack for this, but as a little league football coach, I was part of a lawsuit brought on by the parents of a little girl because we didn't allow the girls to play with the boys. The feminists are about to go crazy. Why do you think she's not good enough because she's a girl? Why couldn't she play? Why can't she be on the girls' baseball team? That's my question. And that'd be good enough for her. Why not? And why does it mean that she's less equal to boys because she's on the girls' baseball team? She's still playing baseball. And why would it make her feel equal to boys because she's on their baseball team? It's like me saying, well, I see the men's restroom because it says men on it and I'm a woman. I feel like if I'm allowed to pee in there, it makes me feel equal to them. So let me go in there and pee so I can feel equal to men. Or they think they're better than me because they have that bathroom and it has men on it. So they think they're better than I am, and because I'm a woman and I have to use the women's restroom, let me go show them by peeing in there, and it's most definitely going to make me feel equal to them. That's the mindset in their mental state. That's their mental state. Something is wrong with them. We lost the games. And now at least one girl that I'm aware of plays on a team I don't coach there anymore. That is, and the feminists will say, well, it's not about winning. It's about letting her be on the team with the boys. Sports isn't about competition. And if it is about competition, we're going to have a rally and we're going to make picket signs saying that sports should not be competitive. It should be about letting everybody join no matter what their gender is, no matter if they're male or female, no matter if they could play, and giving everybody a trophy. That's what the crazy women say. That's how the crazy women think. That's what Karen would say. And if you don't abide by what I say, I'm going to go call the manager and I'm going to become the coach of the baseball team, even though I've never played baseball. But I feel like I would be a better coach because it would be about letting everybody that want to join the team, no matter their skills, no matter who they are, no matter where they came from, join. And we have a trophy for everybody in the end. It shouldn't be about competition because competition is dangerous and it's damaging. No, you're damn dangerous and you're damaging and you're damaged. And I'm a woman and I'm not afraid to say it. Now, this is at least 200 boys that would grow up hearing, destroy her, crush her, beat her down. I could go on and on, but I hope you get my point. I was and am firmly against girls playing contact sports with boys at any age level. I don't want boys hitting girls and thinking it's okay anywhere, not even for sports, not even for fun. No, it should be about letting them be on the team and treating them like the boy that is next to them that they are competing against and going in. Broke neck, broke arm, broke rib, broke leg. If she's big enough to want to go out there, she should be big enough to take a punch. But the Karens would say, no, make it about, don't tackle them if it's football. Let the girls play and put your hand on their shoulder and call that a tackle. Like that. Sorry, that is just the way I am, he states. In my humble opinion, when you raise boys to think women are just men with boobs, you're opening a big can of worms. Now watch the Karens and the feminists say, we are just men with boobs. We are men with boobs. And because you don't want to look at us as men with boobs, it means you think you're better than us because you don't have boobs. I'm Karen, and I think that all men should be created with boobs. If a man doesn't have a boob, it doesn't have boobs, he's not equal and he shouldn't be on earth. That's the way their mentality is. And they'll have women with picket signs saying they second their motion. All men should have boobs because women have boobs and that makes us all equal. In my humble opinion, he states, when you raise boys to think women are just men with boobs, you are opening up big cans of worms. Treat them like men with boobs. And watch, they say, well, what Karen is going to say, well, we need to change how men treat one another then. Men shouldn't be treating one another the way they treat one another. They should be treating one another the way that we women say that they should treat one another, and they should be treating us like that also as women. There should be no distinction in how men are interacting with one another as men. What is a man? A man doesn't exist. There is no man. What is a woman? There women don't exist. There is no woman. They're just people. That's Karen. And their fucked up mentality. These people had some horrible childhoods, and they're taking it us all out on us in society that are damn normal. Both made significantly more than I did. We could be equal at the workplace without pretending we are physically the same. That's what his take on it. You know. Abel states, I will tell you why men don't pursue women. Because women can't tell us why men don't pursue women. Even though women are here answering, because this question got a lot of damn answers. Because men are the one, it's about them and why they're not pursuing. I would think that they wouldn't be pursuing because they don't want a lawsuit, they don't want a false claim like that. They don't want a prison sentence like that. That's what I would be thinking, they wouldn't be pursuing them. Now, I would tell you why, and it is going to be politically incorrect. Because women in some parts of the world, and more precisely, the Western world, tend to think that they are queens, that they have all the rights, that they deserve much better than what they've been receiving from men along centuries, that men are just useless, that they deserve to be squeezed out of money and dropped, particularly if they have a child in common. A very subtle success of feminism nowadays is that the focus on gender-related issues is heavily biased in favor of women, but they still manage to make it look at it was the other way around. Men are mocked, criticized, accused, misjudged, labeled with all the negative attributes, etc. I come from a country where a man nowadays can be detained for violence against women, even without formal charges, without evidence and without witnesses. Presumptions of innocence is not valid when facing accusations of violence against women. The result of such a wonderful law, violence against women is routinely used as a harassment tool at women's convenience against their partners. So stating that women are vindictive and manipulative and will make false claims or threaten to make false claims, so that puts fear into men so they don't pursue them and don't want to deal with them, period. It happens that an increasing number of men are fed up with all this shit. It happens that an increasing number of men are realizing that feminism has spoiled and embittered women to such a point that now they are totally overrated. So he says that women are overrated now to him. Unlike men, they tend to put themselves in the market at a much higher price than their real value. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to buy that shit. And it happens that when you turn 40, have a decent and good job, and your life is full of things to do by yourself, all the more if you have two wonderful sons, as in my case, you don't give a fuck anymore on chasing women. At a certain point, they become invisible in your eyes. And when you reach that point, all of a sudden, you realize that a certain number of ladies are very interested in you. And then the women start chasing them and pursuing the men. It slaps the women back, the new age women back in the face. And of course, it is easy to say. So he's saying that because the men are starting to turn their back on the women, now the women are chasing them and pursuing them and having to put the man on the pedestal and having to give him a reason to even look at her twice or put any energy and effort into wanting to be with her. Of course, it is easy to say this if you arrive at your 40s in good health, decent looking, sound economic position, and living in a country where women in general are not like that. But the truth is that I am not going to waste even a single minute of my time with empowered women, he put in quotation marks. I don't consider myself a naturally empowered person, but because I was born with a penis between my legs, so I don't want to put up with the grievances and thirst or revenge of people who think that now is their turn just because they have a vagina between theirs. So as I stated, I feel like the solution is that men that are still masculine in the United States should get women from other countries and bring them over here. That the women that are more traditional, still from other countries, you have to pick and choose correctly in those countries also. Bring them here and get them the pedestal that Western women used to have. And the women in the United States that are still feminine, they should go to other countries and bring them over here and give them the pedestal that the masculine men used to have. And we can even the balance out. As opposed to us, men and women, feminine and masculine in the United States, finding one another. We could bring more people in from different countries like that. And that'll take the place of the people that we want to breed themselves out or to out of existence like that. I think that will most definitely be the correct choice and the correct thing to do. And as I stated, I was in a marriage 22 years with a foreign man, and he did not change. I talked about this in a podcast the other day. He did not become Americanized one iota. He did not. But the thing, the way that they don't become Americanized, they can't be born here and be foreign. They can't be raised here and be foreign. They can't have gone to school here and be foreign. But they can come here and they will not become Americanized. They will keep their culture beliefs. They will keep their multicultural mindset. And when they see the people in the United States, the women specifically, that have a new age belief, they don't like that. That don't coincide what they think. That doesn't appeal to them. Because most people from foreign countries, believe it or not, the only reason they want to come to the United States is because there's more financial opportunity. A lot of them do not want to come because of the mindset. You have a small percentage that want to come because of the mindset. The majority of them, they want to come because there's more financial opportunity here. So they will be happy to marry American people like that. That's the way that I look at it. Until next time, thanks for listening. My take on it. Bye.